This is Community Voices on 91.9 UIS. I'm co-host Randy Eccles. We are revisited by one of our friends in the community. Kevin Lust is the director of the
Illinois Small Business Development Center for Central Illinois. That semantics, they are significant because we're part of a statewide network. The Illinois SBDC has about 40 locations around the state where we help people to start and grow their businesses. One of the ways that we advance our mission, which as I mentioned, is providing guidance for business growth for both startup and existing businesses, is to provide training opportunities. And a lot of times those training programs are specific groups. For example, on a monthly basis, we do a Starting Your Business in Illinois workshop. And that's quite obviously for people who are considering a startup business. Often we will direct our training to a specific topic. For example, we've done programs on building your credit score or programs on creating a good business plan to apply for a loan. In this context, we're targeting all of our groups, all of our constituents, the startup business owner as well as the existing business owner. And to that end, we're working with both Illinois Local as well as Innovate Springfield. Innovate Springfield, of course, is one of our new locations where we're actually seeing clients. It's the business incubator program, the business and technology development set program through the University of Illinois. And Illinois Local is a great group of local business owners who collaborate as much as they can and network and shop one another and advance the cause of shopping local.
Before we go into detail about what folks can do, what is the event, the date, the location, time?
It's called a Small Business Skill Share, which was a new term for me within our organization as well, to really understand what that means. How we define it is that it's really an opportunity for people to pick up quick, actionable skills and tips and ideas. There are going to be four different speakers, and we're all going to be together on May 7th. It's a program from 9 to about 11:45. We're going to have some refreshments in the morning, as well as a light lunch afterwards. It's sponsored, as I mentioned, by the Illinois SBDC, as well as Illinois Local and Innovate Springfield. There's no charge. There is a cost to them, but the cost is borne by our programs. We're happy to support the growth of our business clients. This is, I think, one of the most exciting ways we've come up with in recent years to do that.
Not free to produce, but free to attend.
That's exactly right. It's like NPR, right?
Yes, very much so. You said you had some really good guests.
Oh, this is the exciting part of it. The way the program's going to be laid out, we're going to offer each of four presenters, I guess, for lack of a better word, four experts really in their field, the opportunity to share a few direct messages. And that'll be about 15 or 20 minute sessions. From that, we'll build with questions at the time. And of course, there'll be a general panel question and answer session. The people we've got coming, a number of great experts, local chiropractor Brian Willie from Align Life Chiropractic is going to be talking about how your physical health and well-being, more so than health, really impacts your ability to conduct your business successfully. My friend Nick Kern from Growth Corp, a local SBA 504 lender, is going to talk about what all that I just said actually means and how one can find better options for loans for big ticket items, land, buildings, equipment. The essence of his conversation is how to prepare your business for that time when they need to get a bank or some other lender's support. Devin Travis is there. He's going to be talking with us about how the Capital Development Board works with local small businesses. As you know, Randy, the state of Illinois and as well as local governments and on up through the federal government makes a real significant effort to shop with small businesses as they're able. But the small businesses have to be able as well. They have to be prepared to not only bid and share their availability, but also then to follow through and to be accountable for what they've promised. The real highlight of the whole day is going to be in a subject that a lot of people would rather not hear about, but they can really benefit from learning more about, and that's how to use artificial intelligence to support your business, generally make life easier around your office, around your organization. We've got a brilliant individual, Landon Kaufman, is going to be joining us. His business is actually called Assertus, and he works out of St. Louis, based here locally. He does far more than that, and he has a number of things. And I spent about 2 hours with him recently that was supposed to be 15 minutes, and I wished it had been a whole day. It's just fascinating information, great, useful topics, and we think that's going to be the case with all of these speakers.
This is for not just new startup business folks, but also just general business folks in town who want to hone their skills.
100% correct. Our registration is open to anyone. If somebody is coming from a larger organization, they're welcome to do that as well. We've got over 30 people registered already, and we have a number of business owners on that list. We also have people who work within some of the larger employers around town. Our focus is on small businesses. That's where our attention goes. We're not restricting that in this case. The Innovate Springfield location now in Horace Mann, as many people know, is a wonderful setting. Horace Mann is just the most gracious host ever of an organization like Innovate Springfield. And Innovate Springfield is a more than gracious partner to us. They allow us to offer office hours there now and to conduct these kinds of bigger training programs there because of the wonderful facilities they have.
Don't be mistaken by the old Innovate Springfield building on the old State Capitol Square. They've moved over to the Horace Mann building.
Yeah, they're on the third floor. They take up right around half of the third floor of the Horace Mann building. Folks in Springfield know not only what a beautiful structure that is, but what an effective structure that is. It really lends itself to the conduct of business. Trivia question on that. The architect for that is the same architect as the World Trade Center, and it was built right around the same time. Clearly designed with a purpose, and that purpose is to be productive and effective, and that's carrying over now as Innovate Springfield outfits its offices. It includes us in that process.
You need people to register because you don't want to not have enough lunch or enough
right. Seats,
etc. Where do they go to register?
The simplest way, find us on Facebook. We're at the Illinois SBDC for Central Illinois. Make sure to search that Central Illinois part of SBDC, Small Business Development Center. We've got a post right there at the top, and you can follow the link there. It's not yet, but soon will be available on our website as well. The Small Business Development Center here locally is under the website www.ci, like Central Illinois, CISBDC.com. You'll find it there too. But for right now, the quickest way to register, just pop on Facebook, look for that post about the Skillshare event coming up on May 7th. You can register there and again attend the free program. Lunch that day, by the way, sponsored by Dr. Willie. The breakfast sponsored by the Illinois local folks. Not only can you come out and get some great information, but you'll get some good treats along the way as well.
We'll also put a link to that registration at mprillinois.org on the post for this interview segment. Is Central Illinois a more difficult or easy place to get a business started?
Yes. The rationale behind me saying it that way is, I guess your question is, as compared to what? Logistically, the state of Illinois has done some remarkable things to make the registration of business entities much easier. Here in Sangamon County, if you're just creating a sole proprietorship, that process through County Clerk Don Gray's office is super easy. An online 10-minute, $27 process. A lot of those things are straightforward and again, with the right guidance, and that's where we'd like to think we come in, can be very simple to follow through on. There are some logistics hurdles. Those things include if you have a building space and things like that, we've got to navigate sometimes zoning or zoning changes compared to where. I'm sure there are places that are more tedious with respect to that than us, and I know there are some that are less. But here's the thing that I would most like to emphasize about that question. Our community, Springfield, Sangamon County, and the surrounding counties are very welcoming, very supportive, and actually eager to see new small business owners take that step and open up. In a lot of places, the tendency is to look past that and stick with the tried and true, so to speak. The old cliche in Springfield is, drive past the new restaurant when it opens, and you want to keep driving past for the first 2 weeks because you won't find a place to park. And it is because of that welcoming nature and that we want to try it. A good lesson, by the way, from that, if you're opening a restaurant, you better be ready to go when you unlock the door the first day because people are going to be there. That welcoming spirit across the surrounding area is a very positive feature that makes it easier for somebody who's considering starting their own business.
For that person who's been on a salary or something their whole lives and now is deciding they'd like to switch and try to be a small business entrepreneur, it doesn't just happen. You'll see it happen in town where a sign will go up or a building, a business will be announced, but it won't open for a while. What is that process?
Coming soon.
Exactly.
That may be in air quotes. We have a restaurant startup checklist that we've borrowed from the folks at restaurantowner.com, and it's a 2-year checklist of items. And what I always say to people as they come in, it's a 2-year checklist for a reason. There's 2 years worth of stuff on there. Now, if you want to open in a year, you still have 2 years worth of stuff to do. You just have to figure out how you can do 2 years within a year's.
So that's just to get open.
Yeah. There's a lot of pre-work, a lot of planning and stuff, but then there's also things that just take time. I drove past the former home of Lake Point Grill, which was one of my favorites out here. I know they had a remarkable pizza oven. Now they're using, by the way, the same owners, the same pizza oven at their new business, Sapore, across from Schnucks. That pizza oven took many months to get here. It was specially purchased from Italy and things. Those are the things that people don't think about. Now, that's a big-ticket restaurant location sort of thing. If you're starting your own consulting business, the ramp-up time may be quite a bit less than that. You may start doing it after hours for a couple of months right now. You file under the Assumed Name Act with the Sangamon County Clerk's Office and grab an EIN, and you can be in business in about 20 minutes' time.
So the biggest impediment sounds like it might be real estate and zoning, building codes.
Well, those are often the things that take the most time. I don't know that they're the biggest impediment. Often the biggest impediment, clearly the biggest impediment, is people don't have the resources they need. And by that, I mean they don't have the money that they need to get their business open. They don't have the money they need to buy the things they need to run the business. You talked about someone who's been on a salary for their whole life. Well, you're not going to be on a salary when you start your business. And so how are you going to pay your bills? How are you going to continue to eat for the time before that first paycheck, so to speak, that first consulting client pays you back? The biggest impediment is probably the preparation for the amount of expenditure that it will be across the breadth of different businesses.
Does the SBDC help with business plans and things like that?
Yeah, that's one of our primary areas of assistance. We spend a lot of time working with clients first to create their business plans. If they do have to go to a lender, oftentimes, depending on the loan amount, the commercial loan officer, the first thing they say is, bring me your business plan and 3 years of your income and expense projections. More than that, though, what we help with is the business planning. And it really is that process that, in our view, your goal should be to answer as many questions as you can before they need to be answered. You don't want to open the door of your retail shop and pull off the protective wrapping on your new window sign and look around and say, gee, where do I put this? Because I haven't looked into where who's going to take care of my trash. An obvious, silly, frivolous example that, by the way, is anything but frivolous. It's absolutely a consideration that has to be on that checklist.
It's more work than it sounds like to most folks. For some, they totally get all that planning part, and that's part of what they do.
Yeah.
For others, it's the inkling of an idea or a product or something that they really want to work with and try to blow up, right?
But yeah.
They're not real sure how.
You're right on the language there. We actually talk about, we have the first notion of the inkling of a possibility of a theoretical idea. And I talk a lot about windshield ideas and how people will, you know, be thinking about things while driving or while daydreaming. And the hardy ones, the ones who see it as more than a daydream, are the ones that we get to visit with. And we want to help them shape those daydreams into something more concrete, something more clear and actionable, which, by the way, is, again, the intent behind our Skillshare program.
How are small businesses faring right now in this pretty changing or turbulent economy?
Difficult to make blanket statements. We have heard here in our community of a number of businesses which have closed downtown. That leads to a lot of lamenting about the possibilities there. I would caution people against generalizing possibilities based on specific examples, because many times the specifics of the examples are unknown. You don't know why a business closed. We don't know why somebody moved to a different location or what have you. And so the statistics, everybody comes in, everybody knows about the statistics. I talk with people about small businesses and everybody knows, 3/4 of small businesses fail in the first 5 years. 85% of restaurants close in the first 3 years. First of all, what's the source of your statistics? The second thing I would offer is, do the statistics tell you why? I mean, maybe somebody just got sick and tired of coming in every morning at 6 o'clock and working until 11 at night. They didn't close because their restaurant wasn't successful. They closed because they were tired. And so that piece of the puzzle. But the real thing that I urge people to remember is the only statistic that matters is one. Is your business successful? And part of our goal at the Illinois Small Business Development Center is to help improve those odds of success. And we have some proven ways to do that. We have a lot of technology, not physical science technology, but the technology of planning tools and systems that we can share. We've got experience. Each of our advisors at the SBDC here locally run their own business. I've been the director of the Illinois Small Business Development Center here in Springfield for over 20 years, and I've run 3 different businesses of my own as well and continue to operate a couple of those. That sort of experience that can help people to understand what they're up against and further then to help them through that understanding to increase their chances of success.
A great opportunity for wherever you're at in the small business development cycle coming up on May 7th. It's part of the National Small Business Week.
Yeah, that's the Small Business Administration celebrates every year.
Again, just the details of where to go to register and times.
We're calling it our Small Business Skillshare. Before great speakers throughout the morning of May 7th. The program starts at 9. Prior to that, we're going to have some breakfast sponsored by Illinois Local. We're scheduled to wrap up at about 11:45, and that'll be followed by a light lunch sponsored by Dr. Bryn Willey from Align Life Chiropractic. In the middle of that, there's going to be a lot of great information on 4 different topics that people can learn from and act on as they get back to their businesses. Easiest way to register for now, find SBDC for Central Illinois on Facebook. We've got a post there for the Skillshare event on May 7th. Click through there and go to our registration page. We'd love to have everybody there.
We'll also post it at nprillinois.org. Kevin Lust, we appreciate you joining us today to fill us in on an opportunity here in town.
We appreciate you having us. Thanks.